Adults buying and consuming marijuana recreationally has been legal in Arizona for almost 2 years. Per Proposition 207, some weed revenue is set aside for justice reinvestment. The state treasury has disbursed millions of dollars from this fund, but public health officials haven't spent much of it yet. KJZZ's Matthew Casey has more.
Picture a large rectangular machine, roughly the size of a toll booth, that looks like it came straight from Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. Only this contraption is run by technicians instead of Oompa Loompas, and it makes joints instead of candy. The sound is heard throughout an Ahwatukee office building that's being transformed into a manufacturing hub with a retail dispensary. Greta Brandt is president of the Flower Shop AZ.
This is like a Ferrari.
To be clear, Brandt is comparing her machine to an Italian sports car with a six-figure starting price.
It produces about 4,000 pre-rolls an hour.
Spliffs are not the only marijuana product that Brandt's company is learning how to make in bulk.
There's automation that is placed down in our drink line, our gummy production, our mint production, and our hard candy production. Everything has turned into automation.
A need to industrialize these processes means people are spending lots of cash on pot. Part of the tax on every joint Brandt sells goes into a state account. Prop 207 authors gave Arizona a permanent obligation to pay for justice reinvestment programs with cannabis money.
It's going to be continuously funded.
Twice yearly treasury disbursements have totaled about $17 million so far. Recipients are state and county health departments, and they're soon due to get another remittance. Brandt, who is also a lawyer, had input on the drafting of Prop 207.
There was no question it was going to pass in 2020.
Adult marijuana use got more votes here than Donald Trump or Joe Biden just 4 years after Arizonans rejected legalizing cannabis.
Because we had already made the concessions to get the opposition on our side.
One such compromise was that Prop 207 did not create an entirely new Department of State government to regulate marijuana, like Prop 205 would have in 2016.
We heard back from stakeholders that they didn't, you know, from the governor's office, that they did not want another agency overseeing this.
So recreational marijuana was tasked to the Arizona Department of Health Services because it already ran the medical program. Outgoing Governor Ducey touts 2 terms of cutting the size of government, but with Prop 207, voters actually told the state to make more.
And really, it requires the Department of Health to ramp up its hiring, you know, the infrastructure to be able to facilitate a lot of these new programs that they were never equipped for.
Still, state health officials have made a system to erase people's convictions for certain marijuana offenses, and they've raffled off dispensary licenses to a few people considered the most harmed by cannabis prohibition. But justice reinvestment has had to wait, as Prop 207 does not have a deadline for officials to start up the program. Right now, it's in development.
Bam!
Darren Chapman removes a chain from a gate into a community garden on Broadway Road, where his nonprofit called Tiger Mountain Foundation has for years grown health and nutrition. He calls the garden an alternative to fast food for people on foot in a very poor zip code.
This field, unfortunately, Matt, initially was indicative of, you know, where you threw your 40-ounce bottle or where you threw your paraphernalia if the police came up the street and you didn't want it on your person.
Tiger Mountain Foundation leads a variety of projects in South Phoenix, where Chapman sees empty lots as symbols of busted ambitions and dreams. He imagines them transformed to fields of opportunity. Money from legal marijuana sales would mean stability to plan long term.
We want stimulus and support to go directly to folks who can actually make the change. And that's been kind of the big stink around this Prop 207.
The measure authorizes nonprofits working on justice issues, such as career training for people prosecuted for marijuana that's now legal, to draw grants from the namesake fund via public health departments. Chapman's group is part of a network of causes waiting for the money to become available. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.